Welcome to the Mama Mudra podcast. I'm Kate Thompson Duvet, and I believe that the wellness industry has a joy problem.
So we're aiming to fix it.
This podcast is where we bring in experts to challenge beliefs and tools to feel good, stay consistent, and build a life that works. Because in this community, joy is the new performance metric. Today's episode is different. I am putting myself out there even more than I did in episode one, starting this podcast, and I'm starting an experiment. This was inspired by my episode with Dr. Simone Silver, in which we discussed sober curiosity. It is something that has interested me for a while, and many people that I know also. We spoke about alcohol, not from a judgment perspective or from the perspective of telling people that they have to cut it out, but much like everything else that we discuss, more from the perspective of understanding the lifestyle choices that we make and what they are doing to us from a wellness aspect, and what would happen if we were to cut them out. The conversation really stayed with me for a long time, and it gave me pause for thought. So I decided, if I were that curious about it, why don't I embark on a three-month experiment, which is what I'm going to do. I'm going to, for the next 90 days, cut out alcohol. I'm going to cut out sugar. I'm going to cut out coffee and minimize my toxins throughout the process. I need to be realistic. I have a husband and three kids who I cook for twice every day. So I'm going to do the job as best as I can. Alcohol and sugar are non-negotiables, but the toxins, I'm just going to try and learn as I go, because I also believe that there are a lot of toxins in things that we don't necessarily, we're not automatically aware of. So I'm going to try and educate myself as I go. And also, I'm going to track my biomarkers throughout. So I'm going to do blood tests, and I'm going to share the results in order to see what difference it's making. Because it's all very well and good to be watching someone online saying, oh, my brain is so much clearer, my focus is better, I sleep better. But to my mind, from a physiological perspective, it's very interesting to see what is this actually doing to my body. This is not about perfection. It's not about anyone saying that they're better than anyone else. It's not about it's not an imperative to tell everyone that you have to do a detox. It's an experiment, and it really is one that I'm very interested to see the results of. And honestly, the thing that scares me the most is not giving up alcohol. I'm not someone that drinks every day of the week by any manner of means. I am, however, someone that drinks socially. And the thing that scares me the most, which I think will resonate with a lot of you, is socializing without alcohol. I have spent my whole life going to events. My husband is in huge events. And whenever we socialize, you know, the first thing that I would do is have a glass of wine or have a drink, just to get that, you know, sort of social confidence. So I'm very interested to see at this stage of my life, how do I handle myself in a social circumstance without the crutch of a drink in my hand? And does it make a difference? And much like I've seen many people say online, is it actually better once you get used to it? So really, it's about me trying to understand and hopefully helping others understand the things that we have normalized, like I just said, with regards to socializing, the elements that we've normalized in our life without actually thinking about what they're doing to us. I want to really measure, besides the biomarkers, my mood, you know, not just from a social perspective. How am I feeling on a daily basis? Have my anxiety levels dropped? Do I find my training has improved? Obviously, sleep is going to be really, you know, at the top of the list, although I am sleeping quite well at the moment. Will I still be able to enjoy myself? Will I still even have the urge and the need and the ability to go out and socialize? And if I do, will I still stay out until midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning having fun? Or will I get out there and within an hour want to go home? And then the biggest thing, really, and this is quite a big thing for me to acknowledge here, because it's something that I hide from most people, is the fact that usually for me, I go out to have a couple of drinks and I end up having a cigarette, or sometimes three or sometimes four. And it kills me, because I'm someone that is so health conscious and I do everything else right. And yet in a social circumstance, give me a couple of drinks and it's the first thing that I look to do. And I don't want to be a mother that tells their children that they can't do something, but I do it myself. And I just know how silly it is. It doesn't add any value to my life. There's no reason to do it. And yet I find myself, it's a very interlinked habit that I have. So when I cut that out, the drinking, you know, obviously that will stop as well. And what are the exponential benefits from that? So I really want to understand from a psychological perspective, why are we as intelligent, conscious human beings so quick to hand over this type of decision making to a glass of alcohol in these moments? You know, and I'm not talking about 10 drinks later, I'm talking about one or two drinks later, when you are still completely compos mentis, you are absolutely fine. And yet you are allowing yourself to make decisions that are going to be detrimental to your health. Why do we allow that from a psychological perspective? And what would change if we cut out that enabler, that sort of that factor? What changes then from that decision-making perspective, and how can we implement that and bring that into life all the time? I am very interested to see how it impacts everything on the usual aspect level as well, you know, the brain fog, the inflammation, et cetera, et cetera. But that psychological aspect is the one I think that interests me the most, because it's something that's always fascinated me. I'll always wake up the day after having a couple of cigarettes and I'll feel it in training and I'll think to myself, why do you do this? And I have a lot of friends that are exactly the same. So I'm very interested to see how, what we learn there. So really, if what we talk about on this podcast is the wellness industry having a joy problem and a joy reset, I really want to start understanding more, as opposed to only focusing on restriction and what to cut out in order to optimize our joy. Let's rather understand the link, because, again, we also always talk about the joy problem, but also we talk about individualization and how everyone is different. So what I may need to restrict would not necessarily be the same for everyone else, but let's understand the link between these things so that when you are deciding what to restrict for yourself, you know why, and you know the reasons behind why you might want to do them and the reasons behind why you should not perhaps do them. So I don't particularly want to do this on my own. So if there's anyone out there that feels like joining me, please comment I'm in when you watch this. Let me know and let's do this together. I really am going to share the whole journey, and I'm quite excited/terrified about it, because I think it's going to be a really interesting experiment. And again, it's not because I drink every day and I'm scared to cut that out. It's more about the fact that when I have a social occasion to go to, and I would usually rely on the social crutch of a glass of wine to kind of pick me up if I'm feeling a bit low that day, that's not going to be there. But I really want to understand how and what is going to step in its place in order to get me to that same social level that I can still go out and have a good time. So I'm hoping that some of you join me. If not, I hope that you enjoy watching the journey, and thank you for watching this as well. If this episode shifted something with you, share it with someone who needs it. Because the wellness industry doesn't change from the top down, it changes through conversations like these. So like, subscribe, and stay close. We're not chasing wellness anymore. We're redefining it through joy. See you next week.